Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music on Monday nights at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry University and from WISE in Wise, Virginia. It's my chance each week to play for you songs I think are extra special and put in things that are a little odd and different. I call those things wombats. And I usually have a wombat, and I do have one for today's show, so it's a wombat show. We're going to start off this day with Cajun music, Bayou Jubilee, by the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. And I can get into this. Bayou Jubilee. Jubilee by the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. Next up is A Beautiful Home by the Boers. And in the early part of the 20th century, up until at least 1950, there were a lot of homes like this in Southwest Virginia, all around Abingdon, farm homes and country homes. And I went to visit them as a child. I remember this. But for those of us who don't remember it, it's still part of nostalgia, part of our culture. This is A Beautiful Home by the Boers.
Our little cottage isn't here. No crumbling chimney and a frame of a door. Sweet precious memories vision of childhood and a beautiful home. Now there's the old chalk log where we cut our wood, and there's the old well house. Still the water tastes good. At the top of the hillside, there's two crosses of stone, and they are the reason I see a beautiful home. A beautiful home.
It's a beautiful home.
Find peace of mind where it's been all along, where my heart is at ease, where my soul feels complete. Everyone's gone, but the lights are. Told a story, and we wove our dreams. Yes, we were their future, and now they are gone. The love still lives on. Find peace of mind where it's been all alone, where my heart is at ease, where my soul feels complete. Everyone's gone, but the lights are.
That was A Beautiful Home by the Boers. Next up is Four Strong Winds by the Brothers Four. This was part of the folk music revival in the 50s and 60s, and a number of the top performers did the same song and did well with it, including this one. I especially like the harmony here in the Brothers Four, and also I like to hear particular instruments, and here I can hear the bass. It's way down there, too. It's real low, but you hear this almost like a hum of boom. So, see what you get out of that. Anyway, Four Strong Winds by the Brothers Four.
Four strong winds that blow lonely, seven seas that run high, all those things that don't change, come what may. But our good times are all gone, and I'm bound for moving on. I look for you if I never back this way. Think I'll go out to Alberta, weather's good there in the fall. Got some friends that I can go to work and for. Still I wish you'd change your mind if I ask you one more time. But we've been through that 100 times or more. If I get there before the snow flies and things are looking good, you could meet me if I send you down the fair. But by then it would be winter, not too much for you to do, and the wind sure blows cold way out there. Four strong winds that blow lonely, seven seas that run high, all those things that don't change, come what may. But our times are all gone, and I'm bound for moving on. I look for you if I never back this way.
Four Strong Winds by the Brothers Four. I often mention that I spent 30 years or so in the New York City area and belonged to the New York City Folk Music Club and had a wonderful time singing many weekends and weeks and parties and things. I was a bass, and I was a pretty good bass. I enjoyed singing bass with all the different groups, but there were people in the club who were just outstanding. This is one of them, Wally Mackinow. He was a friend. I knew him. I didn't know him well. We were kind of rivals, but I wasn't really any competition when it came to being a bass. He was just a very strong singer. He made a record with a group of people from the club called Sharon Mountain Harmony, the name of the album. This is one of the songs on that album. Been in the Storm So Long with Wally Mackinow.
Been in the storm so long, singing, been in the storm so long, singing, oh Lord, give me more time.
feel like a motherless child. Singing, feel like a motherless child. Singing, oh Lord, give me more time to pray. Singing, this is a needy time. Singing, this is a needy time. Singing, oh Lord, give me more time to singing, Lord, I need you now. Singing, Lord, I need you now. Singing, oh Lord, give me to pray. Singing, been in the storm so long. Singing, been in the storm so long. Singing, oh, give me more time to pray.
That was Been in the Storm Too Long by Wally Mackinow and Friends. The next song is a cover of a hit song, Stuck in the Middle, and this performer is Reina Del Cid. I've played several things by her. I don't know her well, but based on this recording, she is a rare talent. Tremendous amount of rhythm and energy. This is Stuck in the Middle by Reina Del Cid.
Well, I don't know why I came here tonight. I got a feeling there's something ain't right. I'm so scared in case I fall off my chair. And I'm wondering how I get down the stairs. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right.
Back there, I think I could have just played that. Oh well.
Well, I'm trying to make some sense of it all, but I can see that it makes no sense at all. Is it cool to go to sleep on the floor? 'Cause I don't think I can take any more. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you. Let's hear some slide. Self in hand, and your friends, they all come calling.
might slap you on the back and say,
what do they say?
That's right.
Raina Del Cid singing Stuck in the Middle. I mentioned the New York City Folk Music Club, and I didn't have any real roots, musical roots growing up. I heard a lot of music, but my family didn't do a lot of singing or play instruments. So my roots are really in that club, and this next song is really part of my root music. It's got a banjo in it, which I play now. And a lot of voices, and that the club for me was primarily the voices. I guess there were people who were more instrumentalists, but a lot of us just love to sing, and I was one of them. So this one catches it well. This is called Ain't No Grave, and the woman performing it is named Twang.
There ain't no grave gonna hold my body down. No, there ain't no grave gonna hold my body down. When I hear that trumpet sound, I'm gonna rise out of the ground. No, there ain't no grave gonna hold my body down. Oh, look out over yonder, touch your feet on land and sea. But Gabriel, don't you blow that trumpet until you hear from me. Oh, look out over yonder, what do you think I see? See a band of angels, and they're coming after me. Cause there ain't no grave gonna hold my body down. No, there ain't no grave gonna hold my body down. When I hear that trumpet sound, I'm gonna rise out of the ground. No, there ain't no grave gonna hold my body down. No, there ain't no grave out over yonder, what do you think I see? See a band of angels, and they're coming after me, 'cause there ain't no grave gonna hold my body down. No, there ain't no grave gonna hold my body down. When I hear that trumpet sound, I'm gonna rise out. No, there ain't no grave gonna hold my body down. No, there ain't no grave gonna hold my body down.
That was Ain't No Grave by Twang. Next up is a song from 1957, Catch a Falling Star by Perry Como, right at the peak of his career. And also, this is one of those where I love to hear the bass. It's a lot of times the bass is in a song and makes it work, but you don't really hear it. But sometimes you can. Catch a Falling Star by Perry Como.
Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket, never let it fade away. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket, save it for a rainy day. For love may come and tap you on the shoulder some starless night, just in case you feel you wanna hold her, you'll have a pocket full of starlight. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket, never let it fade away. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket, save it for a rainy day. For love may come and tap you on the shoulder some starless night, and just in case you feel you wanna hold her, you'll have a pocket full of starlight.
Pocket full of starlight.
Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket, never let it fade away. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket, save it for a rainy day. For when your troubles start multiplying, and they just might, it's easy to forget them without trying, with just a pocket full of starlight. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket, never let it fade away. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket, save it for a rainy day.
Save it for a rainy day.
Save it for a rainy day.
That was Catch a Falling Star by Perry Como. A lot of love stories, fiction, movies, plays, poems. The story is of broken hearts and fulfilled loves and unfulfilled love. There's so many stories. And here's another one. One Promise Too Late by Reba McEntire. She sings a promise that she made that she regrets.
Thank you.
That was One Promise Too Late by Reba McEntire. Next up is another of the songs from my roots, the kind of stuff we sang on these weekends and weeks I went to. This one I used to sing a lot. It's called Whiskey in the Jar, and this particular version is by Celtic Thunder. And there's a kind of an interesting drama going on here. If you listen to the words, the story it tells. So, Whiskey in the Jar by Celtic Thunder.
Stand there or deliver, or the devil he may take you. Must you ring dum a doo dum a die? Whack for my daddy o, whack for my daddy o. There's whiskey in the jar o. Must you ring dum a doo dum a die? Whack for my daddy o, whack for my daddy o. There's whiskey in the jar o. Must you ring dum a doo dum a die? Whack for my daddy-o, whack for my daddy-o. There's whiskey in the jar. Some men like the fishing, some men like the fowling, some men like to hear the cannonball rolling. Me, I like sleeping, especially in my Molly's chamber. Here I am in prison, here I am with a ball and chain, yeah. Must you ring dum a doo dum a die? Whack for my daddy. Must you ring dum a doo dum a die? Whack for my daddy o, whack for my daddy o. There's whiskey in the jar o.
You were listening to Whiskey in the Jar by Celtic Thunder, and you're listening to Wombats and Music with your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1 when there isn't a football game, but it's football season, so you can't be quite as sure of hearing Wombats and Music on Saturdays at this season, because when there's a game, I can play that. It overrides my show. And it should. The next thing I'm going to do is a wombat. This particular wombat is from the music hall tradition of England. They had a lot of things on there, and it was something like vaudeville, but it had its own flavor. Many of the things they performed were humorous or bawdy, but also they would dip into almost tragedy, melodrama, and this is one of those. I'm going to read you a poem, and it's called The Green Eye of the Yellow God, written by Melton Hayes in 1911. There's a one-eyed yellow idol to the north of Kathmandu. There's a little marble cross below the town, and a broken-hearted woman tends the grave of Mad Karoo, while the yellow god forever gazes down. He was known as Mad Karoo by the subs at Kathmandu. He was hotter than they felt inclined to tell, but for all his foolish pranks, he was worshipped in the ranks, and the colonel's daughter smiled on him as well. He had loved her all along with the passion of the strong, and that she returned his love was plain to all, for she was nearly 21, and arrangements were begun to celebrate her birthday with a ball. He wrote to ask what presents she would like from Mad Karoo. They met next day as he dismissed a squad, and jestingly she made pretense that nothing else would do but the green eye of the little yellow god. On the night before the dance, Mad Karoo seemed in a trance, and they chaffed him as they pulled at their cigars. But for once he failed to smile, and he sat alone a while, then went out into the night beneath the stars. He returned before the dawn with his shirt and tunic torn, and a gash across his temples dripping red. He was patched up right away, and he slept all through the day, while the colonel's daughter watched beside his bed. He woke at last and asked her if she'd send his tunic through. She brought it, and he thanked her with a nod. He bade her search the pocket, saying, "That's from Mad Karoo," and she found the little green eye of the god. She upbraided poor Karoo in the way that women do, although her eyes were strangely hot and wet. But she would not take the stone, and Karoo was left alone with the jewel that he'd chanced his life to get. When the ball was at its height on that still and tropic night, she thought of him and hastened to his room. As she crossed the barrack square, she could hear the dreamy air of a waltz tune softly stealing through the gloom. His door was open wide, with silver moonlight shining through. The place was wet and slippery where she trod. An ugly knife lay buried in the heart of Mad Karoo. 'Twas the vengeance of the little yellow god. There's a one-eyed yellow idol to the north of Kathmandu. There's a little marble cross below the town, and a broken-hearted woman tends the grave of Mad Karoo, while the yellow god forever gazes down. That is The Green Eye of the Little God by Melton Hayes, and read for you by Harry Baia. Years ago, Peggy Lee had a big hit with Fever. And here's a recent cover done by Allison Young and Josh Turner. Fever.
Never know how much I love you, never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Sun lights up the daytime, moon lights up the night. I light up when you call my name, 'cause I know you're gonna treat me right. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, fever all through the night. everybody's got the fever. That is something you all know. Fever isn't such a new thing. Fever started a long time ago. Romeo loved Juliet. Juliet, she felt the same. When he put his arms around her, he said, Julie, baby, you're my flame. Thou givest fever when you kiss it, fever with thy flaming youth. Fever, I'm on fire. Fever, yea, I burn forsooth. Captain Smith and Pocahontas had a very mad affair. When her daddy tried to kill him, she said, Daddy, oh, don't you dare. He gives me fever when he kisses, fever when he holds me tight. Fever, I'm his missus. Daddy, won't you treat him right? Now you've listened to my story. Here's the point that I have made. Chicks were born to give you fever. Where it's Fahrenheit or centigrade, we give you fever when we kiss you, fever when you live and learn. Fever till you sizzle. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn.
That was Fever by Alison Young and Josh Turner. Next up is another one of the songs that we used to sing on these weekends. Group songs like this have a strong chorus. This one's called Armstrong's Army by Jess Lowe and the Bad Pennies.
Armstrong's Army, won't you march with me into the morning after? Armstrong's Army, won't you march with me into the bright new day? Armstrong's Army, won't you march with me into the morning after? Armstrong's Army, won't you march with me into the bright new day? A day for you to walk with the rest of humanity, breathe fresh air beneath the big blue sky. Bring your pride, leave your vanity. One life beckons as another one dies. Armstrong's Army, won't you march with me into the morning after? Armstrong's Army, won't you march with me into the bright new day? While you've been sitting round singing, let's not think about tomorrow, lest we disappointed be. The whole world's spinning, picked up and shook about, and you're spreading bread and butter misery. Armstrong's Army, won't you march with me into the morning after? Armstrong's Army, won't you march with me into the bright new day?
Your work in life relied on having others to rely upon. Danger was doubled, so your friends held true. Now they're just shoulders to cry upon. The bottom of a bottle is a friend to you. Armstrong's Army, won't you march with me into the morning after? Armstrong's Army, won't you march with me into the bright new day? Armstrong's Army, won't you march with me into the bright new day?
That was Armstrong's Army by Jess Lowe and the Bad Pennies. Next up is a parody in the 50s and early 60s, up into the 70s a little bit, there was a duo named Homer and Jethro. And they were both very talented musicians, jazz musicians, country musicians. But they got made their big music, was their success was with these parodies. And the following one is the Battle of Cucamonga, which is a parody of the Battle of New Orleans, which I've played on the show a number of times. But this is the same tune with different words, the Battle of Cucamonga.
In 1959, we took a little hike with our scoutmaster down to Lake Onega Nike. We took a little pizza and we took some sauerkrauts, and we marched along together till we heard the Girl Scouts.
Now we're the boys from Camp Cucamonga. Our mother sent us here for to study nature's ways. We learned to make sparks by rubbing sticks together, but if we catch the girls then we'll set the woods ablaze.
And I was mad cause me mother sent me up here.
Well, we crept up to the water and we see the girls a-swimming. They must have been 100 of them, pretty young women. They looked so fine, even birds forgot to sing. We lay down in the poison oak and didn't say a thing.
We're the boys from Camp Cucamonga. Our mother sent us here for to study nature's ways. We learned to make sparks by rubbing sticks together. But if we catch the girls, then we'll set the woods ablaze.
Hey, but one of you fellers scratched my back.
Well, our counselor said we could take them by surprise if we didn't say a word till we looked them in the eyes. We kept her real still and we had her eyes aglued. We saw how they were dressed, they were swimming in the well now.
We're the boys from Camp Cucamonga. Our mother sent us here for to study nature's ways. We learned to make sparks by rubbing sticks together. But if we catch the girls, we'll set the woods ablaze.
Well, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast even we couldn't catch them. From the Lake Onega Nike all the way to Buffalo.
Hey, fellas, wait for me. Well, we ran right after them till everyone was pooped. So we rested for a minute and our forces we regrouped. And then we saw the girls behind some evergreens, captured by a company of United States Marines.
Now we're the boys from Camp Cucamonga. Our mother sent us here for to study nature's ways. We learned to make sparks by rubbing sticks together. But if we catch the girls, then we'll set the woods ablaze.
Ah, them big guys get everything.
Well, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast even we couldn't catch them. From Lake Onega Nike all the way to Buffalo.
A rooty toot toot, a rooty toot toot. We are the boys from the Boy Scout troop. We don't smoke and we don't chew and we don't go where the girls that do.
That was the Battle of Cucamonga, performed by Homer and Jethro. The next song is Arkansas Traveler, played on the fiddle with other musicians, by Sam Gobble, my fiddle teacher from Mountain City, Tennessee. And we were in Chilhowie at a music jam, and I was sitting beside him playing some of the notes on my fiddle. I was just beginning and taking lessons from him. This is Arkansas Traveler. And listen for the bass when it comes in. It really kicks up things. It adds a little energy. This is, here we go, Sam Gobble.
Thank you.
was Arkansas Traveler, played by Sam Gobble in Chilhowee. And the last song on the show today is The Ash Grove, a Welsh song with roots go back to at least the 17th century and probably well before that. The English version came in the 1800s, 1800s, and I love the melody. Many words to different words. This is the most best-known English version.
Ashgrove, how graceful, how plainly it is speaking, the harp wind through it playing, has language for me. Whenever the light through its branches is breaking, a host of kind faces is gazing on me. The friends of my childhood again are before me. Each step wakes a memory as freely I roam. With soft whispers laden, its leaves rustle o'er me. The ash grove again is my home. Streamlets meander, when twilight is fading, I pensively rove, or at the bright noontide, in solitude wander, amid the dark shades of the lonely ash grove. 'Twas there where the blackbird was cheerfully singing, I first met that dear one, the joy of my heart. Around us for gladness, the bluebells were springing, the ash grove that sheltered my home. With soft whispers laden, its leaves rustle o'er me, the ash grove alone is my home.
That was The Ash Grove, performed by Blackmore's Knight. And you've been listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1. And now it's time to close the show and time for you to join me in celebrating. So I'm going to ask you to do it right now. Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.